This is the Practical Teaching Tips Podcast. I am your host, Richard James Rogers, high school science and chemistry teacher and author of the award-winning book, The Quick Guide to Classroom Management. Well, hello, everybody, and welcome to today's episode on the Practical Teaching Tips podcast. I am your host, Richard James Rogers, and today I would like to discuss a very important and useful and powerful technique in teaching, particularly in instructional delivery, and that is the power of pausing. And interestingly, I've recently seen the power of pausing myself in quite an unusual dynamic and in an unusual situation. Very recently, I joined the British Chamber of Commerce here in Thailand, and that has allowed me to network with many, many, many different business leaders and executives all over Thailand. And on a number of these events and meetings that I've been to, there have been speakers who've been speaking, and I've had the opportunity to ask questions. And whenever I would pick up the microphone and ask questions, I would ask my question with confidence, I would use pausing, and I would basically use all of the techniques and mannerisms I've learned and developed as a teacher over the past 16 years. And a lot of people have come up to me over the past month and a half, and have said that you sound really confident, and I love the way that you pause when you speak, because it allows everyone to understand what you're saying. So that has been really nice to hear this kind of feedback from these corporate individuals and these business leaders and these executives who, you know, are completely outside of the field of teaching. And it's given me some extra confidence myself, because I've signed up for a Women in Business mentoring program. So I'm going to be a mentor where I teach and mentor and help a woman or a group of women here in Thailand with their everyday business life. And we're going to meet on a weekly basis and kind of discuss what's been going on each week. And I'm going to offer my tips and my advice. So I've been really pleasantly surprised and happy that the skills I've picked up as a teacher are also being recognized by people in the business world and are pertinent, and I can use those skills to help people. And pausing is a very important technique of instruction, and it fulfills a number of different purposes, and it does a number of different things in the classroom. So today I'm going to talk specifically about how teachers can use pausing in the classroom. And I'm going to read to you a blog post which I wrote about this topic back in 2018. I will, of course, as always, link to the blog post in the episode description. There is also a YouTube video that comes with the blog post, which I will link in the description as well. As I'm reading the blog post, though, I will also offer my own updated thoughts and advice along the way. So I do hope you enjoy today's episode. So here begins the blog post. Our cover teacher was late to class, and we were having a right old laugh. It wouldn't be allowed these days, but we walked into the empty chemistry lab and sat at our seats. Some of us were chatting, some were making silly noises that inspired a raucous of laughter. We were chilling out like pros. Then he walked in. As the most notorious maths teacher in the school, all he had to do was walk in with a grumpy look on his face to cause instant retreat into silence. "Oh no," was the look that was plastered across everyone's faces. "Get up off your backsides," he snarled. We stood and gulped and he stared at us. He waited until absolutely everyone was paying full attention. It didn't take long. "You all know what you're supposed to be doing, don't you?" "I can't hear you." "Yes," we all synchronistically chimed. We got on with our work without a fuss. Some of us itched with the desire to chat, but we didn't dare to. Fighting fire with water. This maths teacher had what only the best teachers possess: presence. One of his defining techniques was the power of waiting, or more succinctly, pausing. Pausing provides the modern teacher with a number of distinct benefits. Number one, it can be used as an effective behavior management tool. Number two, it can be used to make concepts and content really clear. Number three, it allows students time to articulate their answers. Number four, it generates that enchanted and mysterious teacher quality known as presence. Number five, it can increase the perceived seriousness of a situation, which may be appropriate in certain situations. And number six, it de-escalates conflict. That last point is an important one. As a new teacher all of those years ago, I would often try to fight fire with fire, which almost always failed. If a class was chatty, I would shout at them to calm them down. And please note, it had the opposite effect. Sometimes I would even shout on a one-to-one basis with individual students. I soon learned that shouting was almost always a bad idea. It creates an atmosphere of instant negativity, and that affects everyone, even the compliant, hard-working, good kids. Ways to use pausing as a behavior management tool. For whole class low-level disruption, for example, at the very start of a lesson or at the end of a task, simply wait silently, look at the students with a look of "I'm waiting" on your face. After waiting a short time, you can say something such as, "Thank you to those who are listening. And thank you to those who are facing me. I'm still waiting for one or two." Normally, in this scenario, the students will say "shh" and be quiet to each other, removing the need for the teacher to get loud and aggressive, which usually doesn't work as a long-term strategy anyway. At those times when you need to have a serious one-to-one talk with individuals or small groups, pausing can really have a dramatic effect and can emphasize the seriousness of the situation. A good example I can think of from my practice happened a few years ago. A group of boys had been chatting for a large part of the lesson instead of doing the work I had assigned them. They thought I hadn't noticed, but I had. I called the boys to my desk at the end of the lesson and waited for them, silently, to sit and listen. I then asked to see their work, which they reluctantly gave me. I must have stared at the dismal trash that was handed to me for a good minute, not saying a word. The boys looked mortified. "This simply isn't good enough," I said. Sorry, sir," piped in one of them. "We'll hand it in tomorrow." "Yes, you'd better. And it had better be a lot better than this," I concluded. They left the classroom and I got that work back the next day. I said, "Thank you. Let's have a fresh start next lesson." That's important, isn't it? A fresh start. We all need one of those at some point in our lives. I rarely had a problem from those boys after that. Sure, I had to reel them in once or twice, but generally they got on with their work because they knew I was serious and they knew that I wanted the best for them. The shouting myth. Is it still a myth? I'm not even sure. I, like many teachers, have found that pausing works much better than shouting almost every single time. In fact, unless a student is in an emergency situation, for example, about to fall down the stairs, shouting is never effective. Here are the problems I have with shouting. Number one, over time, it ruins the teacher's health, and I have seen this, everybody, in colleagues I've worked with in the past. It creates internal stress that permeates the body tissues deeply. Stress is not good for us. It even accelerates the aging process. Number two, it immediately creates an atmosphere of negativity in the classroom, and it can be hard to flip that later when you have control of the kids and you want them to approach you and ask questions. Number three, when shouting is adopted as a consistent teacher behavior, it loses its effectiveness over time. Like a drug that one has become dependent on, larger doses are needed to maintain control in the future. It's intimidating and can make students fear you rather than respect you. There are many advantages of using pauses as a behavior management tool, such as avoiding the consequences I've just listed, but the main reason pausing is so effective is that it creates an atmosphere of willful clarity, where excellence is achievable and desirable rather than mandatory and burdensome. Pausing as an instructional tool. One obvious advantage of pausing in an instructional context is that it allows students time to think and process information. When used effectively, it can also be a great way to coax answers and responses out of students who would otherwise be shy or disinterested, or simply too tired to focus in the moment. Try the following techniques and watch miracles happen. Number one, pause halfway when saying a key word or phrase and coax the rest of the word from the students. For example, the stomach produces digestive enzymes. Yes, well done. Enzymes is correct. This technique aids memory and gets kids focused on the content. Number two, stop partway through a lesson and do a quick review. Bring the kids to the front of the class if you must. Ask individual students some pertinent questions. Pause and allow enough time for the students to answer. Number three, pause and check that the students understand what you have said thus far. For example, okay, put your thumbs up if you understand everything so far. Does anyone have any questions? Okay, in that case, can I move on? Thank you, everybody. And what I hope you notice there, everyone, is you'll notice I used pauses during that little speech. And that allows time for students to respond. Okay, number four. Did you just notice the pause after asking if anyone has any questions? That's important, isn't it? We must pause for question time at least once every 30 minutes. Sometimes our pace can be very fast, especially with exam-level classes, and students may not feel confident enough to butt in and ask questions when you are mid-sentence. Allow them time to ask. Make your students feel that asking questions is a good thing and that you are happy, very happy, to help when needed. Next, pause between topics and subtopics and allow students to think for a moment. When you're teaching at the pace of a steam train, it can become quite overwhelming for your students. And finally, look at your students and notice how many finished writing their notes. Pause to allow time to finish the note-taking, of course. If you're not sure who's not finished, then you can simply ask, does anyone need more time? Conclusion. Pausing is a very powerful technique when it is used properly. Use pausing to, number one, get your students focused and listening without being confrontational in the process. Number two, to reinforce the seriousness of a situation, for example, when homework isn't handed in. And number three, to aid instruction through response coaxing, pausing for question time, checking that students understand everything, allowing students to think between topics and subtopics, and allowing adequate time for note-taking. And that's the end of the blog post, everybody. As mentioned, that is available at richardjamesrogers.com. Once again, that's my blog for teachers, richardjamesrogers.com. And the link to that specific blog post is in this episode description. And I have found, everybody, particularly now that I live and work in Bangkok, Thailand, that pausing has become even more important than ever before. And I certainly found this when I first moved to Thailand, that pausing was very important. Because, of course, I teach many students who have English as an additional language or a second language. And no matter where you teach, you're going to have students who are not going to be fully competent in the use of English. It surprises me sometimes that even today, at the age of 39 years old, I'm still learning brand new words in English. And I look back at when I was a teenager, as a fluent native English speaker, even as a teenager, there were many, many, many words that I did not understand in English. And even if you were in a setting where you're teaching all native English speaking students, pausing is still very, very helpful for checking clarity and just giving students time to process and think. It's an excellent behavior management tool. I will often, when I'm starting a class, and the students are all in my science lab, they're getting their books ready, they're getting their pens ready, there's a little bit of chit-chat going on, I will just stand at the front of the class and I will wait silently until everybody's quiet. Typically, it takes less than 30 seconds. I work in a very, very good school with, excellent students. So, it might take a bit longer if you're working in a school where, you know, there's perhaps more behavior management issues you have to deal with. But I found when I taught in the UK and when I taught in China as well, which were very different environments, and here in Thailand, pausing is a very, very useful behavior management technique, very useful instructional technique. I use it extensively for extracting key words. So for example, I might say, the water moves into the cell by, I'll wait. And usually one or two students will say the keyword osmosis, and I'll say, yes, well done, Jonathan, osmosis, that's correct. Everybody say osmosis. One more time, osmosis. So pausing is particularly useful for reinforcing key terminology, keywords, particularly for exam level classes who must use those keywords to get the points and the marks for each question. Well, thank you, everybody. I really hope that today's podcast episode was useful. I hope I paused enough for clarity during the episode. And please do check out my blog for teachers. One more time, that's richardjamesrogers.com. Check out my award-winning best-selling book for teachers, which is called The Quick Guide to Classroom Management, 45 Secrets That All High School Teachers Need to Know. And the sales page for that book on Amazon is in the episode description. And all of my social media links, my Instagram, my Twitter, my Facebook, my LinkedIn, they're all in the episode description. So feel free to contact me, feel free to follow me, feel free to reach out. If you have a topic request or just anything you want to talk to me about, you can also email me. And my email address is info@richardjamesrogers.com. One more time, that's info@richardjamesrogers.com. Thank you, everybody. I hope that these podcast episodes are coming out frequently enough now. I think I'm getting them out twice a week currently, and I'm going to continue doing that for as long as I can. So thank you, everyone. Enjoy the rest of your summer holiday if you're on the summer vacation right now. Until next time, enjoy teaching, stay safe, and I'll be with you very soon. Bye-bye for now.